Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, February 17th at Grace Tabernacle, and I'm here today with two wonderful people, Kathy and Steve Brunner, brother and sister in the Lord, not brother and sister to each other, my brother and sister in the Lord. And they are head of our food pantry ministry that we've had at Grace Tabernacle now for over 10 years. And so, Steve and Kathy, just say hello to everybody there.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon.
If you're not familiar with this food pantry ministry, you are missing out. You have no idea all the miraculous ways that God has provided, no telling how much food.
Amen.
To how many thousands of people in this area. It's relatively a hidden ministry, kind of secret, not trying to be secret, but many people don't know about it, but many people are being helped by it. So I'm just really happy to have them here today. We're going to talk about this incredible ministry that God has birthed and God has blessed here with Steve and Kathy. Now, it's been over 10 years, isn't that right? 10 years since you've been here. And you were talking about the transition, the transition of when you started and where we were.
October.
Yeah, it was started out as a barn in the back.
Barn in the back.
A little
room.
A part of the room. Part of the barn.
Part of the barn.
Yeah.
Right.
And then from there transitioned into the building.
Well, at four inside the barn, we built one room. Started out with that for about a year. Next year we built another room. Another year, another room. I think we had four rooms in there. And we started out with a golf cart and a few freezers, refrigerators.
Everything
donated by people, the food. Well, I think at first there for a while we were paying a little money for the food. But then the Lord provided and we got more food and more food. And we had a little golf cart. We would bag the food up and put it in a golf cart and take it over to people in their cars and bless them with it and with the food and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And it just kept growing. The villages came. They wanted to three lots that we had the barn on. Says, what would it take for us to have these lots? And we said, well, you build us a pantry building behind the church. They built us a 35-by-80-foot building.
State-of-the-art.
Oh, state-of-the-art. Nice. Very nice.
All air-conditioned.
Heating,
yes.
Flooring,
yes.
Lighting. We are really blessed.
Remember out there you had an air conditioner in the wall.
We put a quorum in each room, exactly.
Despise not small beginnings, though, because look at what the Lord has done.
Oh, yes.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, yes.
Right. You don't know this story. You just show up and see what's there. You know, you may not be that impressed, but you just got to realize this started from zero.
Yeah.
Right.
And self-funded. I mean, the money comes in through this ministry. We don't ask the people who give the food to for a dime. And it just comes in. And everybody gets witnessed to. Everybody gets ministered to.
Yes.
They all get a gospel tract put in every one of them bags.
Do.
The bags even say about something about Jesus on the outside
right,
of it.
Right.
And you're ready to pray for people, anybody that needs prayer.
Yep.
So it's just a great physical extension of Jesus that I just love this ministry. And every Tuesday. Cars line up out
we
here.
We have a line of cars from the pantry all the way out to Warm Springs Road.
Sometimes you have probably about, you've had as many as what?
100 plus, but average we have 70 to 80 families.
Yeah, you're talking about carloads of, they represent families. Yeah, sometimes
and
two families in a car.
As much food as we have, the people get. Like last week, they were getting about 100 pounds of food each.
Well, we had
quality
it.
Food.
We had it.
It comes in, we give.
The Lord provides, and we pass it on to them.
You know, I've seen sometimes, and you have too, where we see those shelves in there get real lean, and we get a little nervous, and we used to. We don't really much anymore. because we've seen the faithfulness of God. I mean, right. He's gone down lean, and there have been some times we've asked the congregation to bring in canned goods, and they've faithfully done that. And the next thing you know, the shelves are stocked completely full again. So God is a faithful provider.
I have to say that there are a few, few couples from the villages that are faithful about giving us donations. And they call me, they text me, they ask me how my shelves are doing. We get a lot of frozen and a lot of fresh, but we don't products, but we don't get a lot of staples, a lot of shelf products. And so sure enough, when I start to get low, they give me a ring or a text, and next thing I know, Steve's got a van load or a truckload of food coming from them. So God is good. He is filling those shelves all the time. Those freezers are, now we have a walk-in freezer that's about to
brand new,
become operational. And it's just, God has just blessed us so much. I mean, the pantry has just grown.
And you both have grown too. You wouldn't say this of yourself, but these are two some of the greatest servant leaders that I've ever seen. They work hard and they put in hours that, it's not just Tuesday, it's almost every day of the week. And I don't think I could keep up with you. And the scary thing is, you both are retired now, and if this is what retired life is like, I don't think I could handle it. Because they really, really serve wonderfully well, and I just can't thank you. I know the Lord thanks you.
We have great volunteers, though, too.
Oh, we have a lot of volunteers.
We do. We appreciate
it. We're blessed. We couldn't do it just with our four hands. Yep. We have roughly 20 volunteers on a Tuesday, which we're...
Wow.
And Monday.
And it takes a lot of hands.
And during the week, people are picking up food for you. I mean, they're volunteering their time.
Yes.
It's all done by volunteer. No one gets paid here. This is a total volunteer.
We get paid by the Lord.
That's right. Rewards in heaven.
Amen. That's right. Amen. It's wonderful. And your mission purpose statement is right back here, Kathy. Mm. You want to just... tell us a little bit about that, how you came up with that, if I can get that out of here.
Well, Jesus, in Matthew, Jesus tells us, it's a commandment. He commands us to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to visit those in prison and those that are sick. It's not if you want to. That's a commandment. Mm-hmm. Jesus spells it right out here in Matthew 25, in the latter part of that chapter.
It's really the mission of all believers and the church.
He says, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
Right.
That's how serious it is.
Wow.
I don't think I want that against me.
No.
I want to do all that He wants me to do. I want to be obedient to our Lord.
You know what I think is interesting, that in our area, you know, this is a retirement area, it's pretty an affluent community, but I'm amazed that people that come from Bushnell and come from different parts that are elderly.
Mm-hmm. And it's growing bigger and bigger.
They need that extra help right now. I remember talking to a lady last year. She drove up in a really fancy looking Jeep, you know, and I started to say and think to myself, wow, you don't really need to come to the food pantry for food. But as I talked to her, I found out, she said, don't be surprised because I'm driving this nice Jeep and everything. My husband and I had great jobs, but we lost our jobs during COVID, and now we are in desperate need. So, I mean, it's just all, especially the elderly. I'm surprised how many elderly need extra help just to get by.
Yeah. When you're living on Social Security, maybe a pension, maybe, you don't know how much prescriptions cost their household.
It's
the older you get, the more it seems like you need the prescriptions. We know that.
Yeah.
They need help getting around. There's a lot of needs the older we get. So, yeah. There is a big client base that's elderly needs help.
We want to encourage you watching to share this video on your Facebook, because it'll go out to other people who are not aware of what's going on right here. And if you want to help this ministry, this purely volunteer, every bit of the money comes in, helps get food into people who need it. And they get the gospel as well. If you want to be a part of that, I encourage you to donate to this food pantry ministry, Grace Tabernacle. We'll put up a little thing there at the bottom so you can know where to send a check and designate it to the food pantry, because it's really something. But before we kind of end our few moments here together, I'd like you to tell everybody here, me, how has being in this leadership position, how has it affected you? You've been doing this for 10 years. That's a long time to serve in this ministry, and it's not always easy. And yet, how has it affected you spiritually?
Well, growing in the Lord's, where it's really helped me a lot. You know, being a late Christian, you know, come to the Lord and doing this, it just shows me what it means to help people in need. Mm-hmm. So I just thank the Lord for using me as one of His vessels.
Oh, that's precious. Okay. And how about you, Kathy?
I feel the same. I'm a vessel of the Lord's, and it feels good to help to serve. I can't tell you, it's an act of obedience. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not what you want to do, mm-hmm. but it is an act of obedience. And if we are who we say we are in faith in Jesus Christ, we will try to obey Him. He says, if you love me, you'll obey me. Mm-hmm. So I take it very serious, very serious. That's the way I feel about it. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, I worked 8 of those years full-time as a nurse and did this on part-time.
Wow.
In the last 2 years, I've been able to jump in full-time, which is awesome. So it's very doable. It's just, you got to.
I've seen you both work, and even when you were working full time as a nurse, there's no such thing as part time work in ministry, is there?
No. But it's so good. It's so rewarding, and I have a sign in the pantry for everybody to see that. Thanks for volunteering, because the rewards are fantastic.
Amen.
It's all in heaven.
Amen. And you know, I have to say to you as a compliment, I've seen great compassion in both of you for people that a lot of times could get overlooked. And someone's come in on a Sunday or a Saturday and they desperately need food, and we give you a call and you'll stop what you're doing. You've come out here and you pack them groceries, and that's stuff that only Jesus and you knows. But I know some of it, and I don't know all of it, but you have grown in great compassion for the Lord and for God's people. So there's a lot of love here. A lot of love here at this place. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Just thank the Lord for using us, and we will continue on to anyone that's in need of food. Spiritually also, please come and see us. Mm-hmm. Anytime, come and visit our pantry, please do.
I just want to give a plug. There's more to this than just food.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right.
Jesus says, visit the sick.
That's right.
Says, go to them in prison. There's a lot of other things in here that we need to be doing, not just about food, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of ministry. There's more.
Yes, and I think one of the great things that I want to really end this with is help us to understand how much people grow through serving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have grown tremendously in the last 10 years spiritually, because you serve. And I think if mm-hmm. people would understand that, you would want to get involved in something. There's a lot of retired folks around us here, mm-hmm. and they know, they found out usually pretty quickly that life is not all about just playing golf and fishing, right. You know, that you mm-hmm. want to do something constructive for your life, and you want something that has reward in it, that makes you feel like, God, I'm doing something worthwhile. So there might be a lot of retired folks out there looking for a place to plug in as a volunteer.
Yes.
And if that's you, then right here, you have found a place, and God coincidentally has you listening, watching this video clip. And you need to come out on Tuesday and take a tour and see what's going on. Tuesday mornings from what time?
10 to 11:45.
Come by and walk into the food pantry, meet Steve and Kathy, and they'll show you around. And you may be our next volunteer. So I hope so. It'd be a great thing. Well, we're going to wrap this up, and I hope you again share this on Facebook, because we want to get this message out that there's a great team of ministry going on here at Grace Tabernacle through the food pantry ministry and your leadership. God bless you, and thank you
for
leading. And we pray for you folks right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, that God would just manifest his presence to you. You are loved more than you realize. In fact, the Bible tells us that in Christ Jesus, every need has already been supplied. So everything you have need of, just start thanking God for it. It's already been taken care of. And we're here to help you, and we're here because God wants us to bless you. So be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.